We had some difficulties, but now we're back for... It's going to be a quick podcast today.
Yeah.
Probably 10 minutes, but that's all we really need. Big news coming out about a very special player.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. He's in a controversy.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts?
My thoughts?
What are your thoughts on Ipe?
If this is true about him, I'm kind of stunned, lost for words. I didn't think he would be the type of guy to do this kind of stuff. Just because it felt like they had such a close bond.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like he would be a guy that would steal out of his friend slash client's money. That's kind of backstabbing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, if this is true, I feel terrible for Shohei. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, stuff happens a lot in sports. You get a famous guy, he wants some money, wants to go bet.
You see, that's the thing, though. Here, my thoughts are, do I think this is another, is this a Pete Rose 2.0?
No.
I think that is what it comes down to, and I think... I would say more likely yes. There's so many, I was telling you earlier, there's so many holes in his story and so many questions. The fact he wasn't taking questions from the media, I don't know. I just think, now, not taking questions from the media is not the problem. I just think he didn't answer a lot of questions that people were wondering. Because not taking questions from the media, yes, there's some things he probably can't answer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I personally think this is just it's going to be a cover-up story. I don't know how much we're going to learn and how much the MLB is going to learn, because the MLB might not release everything to the public.
Yeah.
So
they're going to release snippets.
Yeah.
Of it. And then once it's all done, they're going to try, plus with Shohei, they're going to try to wipe everything clear.
Mm-hmm.
If Shohei did do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that, because they don't want to damage their best player. Like Fernando, how he got the PEDs and stuff.
Yeah.
But with Shohei, it's like they don't want... I feel like with them, you can't have your best player being a gambling addict.
Yep.
And he can't... If he can't make the Hall of Fame because of this, then it's kind of... It'll be rough. It'll be rough for baseball.
Yeah. Okay, so it is I feel like people are looking over how big of a deal this is. Innocent or not, it's not a good look, in my opinion.
It's not a good look because, who are you surrounding yourself by?
Exactly. Exactly. If he said, okay, say he's innocent. Yeah. So we find out next week he's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to say that the MLB is covering up and give them slander for saying he did nothing wrong? I think... Either way, it's a lose situation for Ohtani.
I feel like it's going to be somewhat of a crowd, but I feel like most people will think of Shohei as the kind of guy who would not do that. But
I think if Shohei was still, not even being biased, I think if Shohei was still in the Angels and this happened, people would be on Shohei's side, but since he's on the Dodgers, people don't like him. So,
but at least it's not affecting his game right now. He still had a couple hits against the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
But... It's going to be weird for the next how long this story goes.
Yeah.
Just covering Shohei and Ipe. But it is what it is, man. Shohei got put in this situation by force. And he's dealing with it right now. Especially Ipe, because he can go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Shohei, he'll get, if this happens, he'll get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Ipe... If this is true about him,
fraud is a felony, so he's going to go to jail.
He stole $4.5 million.
So
I think it was terrible.
What is your final verdict? Do you think he's innocent or?
I gotta wait for more stuff to come out about this. I was hearing from Shohei's side saying he lied and stuff, but then from Ipe saying I told him, it's too wishy washy.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta wait for
Yeah,
give it a couple months. I'll say it probably by July-ish. More stuff will probably we'll get more information. Yeah.
I think, like you said, it's got to be more information has to come, but deep down I just feel like it's all cover up for Otani. It doesn't look good. Like a hole in his story is, yes, he said he doesn't. I think he said he doesn't manage his accounts or something.
That's also kind of weird.
But no, it's not.
I'm not used to managing money.
No, thing. Yeah, I think it's fine if you do that. It's just.
But how come he didn't have like his eye on the money though? Still, like
the problem is how did if Shohei does not manage his accounts, how did Ipe supposedly get into his accounts? It doesn't add up. There's a lot of, I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
But let's do a quick transition here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We went from talking about a case,
yeah,
to the Phillies better whoop on the Braves. All right, are you excited? I'm super excited.
I'm excited.
I am too. We got Brian Snicker, whatever his name. How you ever pronounce?
Snicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
What he said about told his wife, don't even come to the Phillies games. You get attacked.
Yeah.
It's Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. All right. I hope that's what's gonna happen to the Braves. They're gonna get slapped all around. I hope they sweep the series.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty good the first series of the year.
Yeah,
the Phillies are. They got swept last year, but usually they win a first series in the Bryce Harper era, especially against the Braves. I think they swept the Braves twice, the opening days a couple of years.
Yeah, here's my thing is I've never understood why people have such a problem against Philly fans. I feel like I've talked about this many times.
It's because how the internet like perceives and how like the videos that come out, especially them climbing on poles.
But didn't you say you don't like the Eagles fans?
I don't like Eagles. Like I can like stand with Eagles fans. I can't stand them because like
they're the same as Philly fans though.
No. Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm a Phillies fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. I can dislike a fan base of a certain franchise.
Yeah, but I feel like you're just piggybacking off of everyone else that hates the Eagles for no reason.
No, I hate the Eagles because I just can't stand
them. No, the Eagles fan base. I think...
Oh, yeah, look at them. I mean, no offense.
I really don't... I don't know. I just feel like they're passionate.
They're passionate, but, like, the stuff they say towards, like, people in the crowd and stuff and, like... Especially, like, what's it called? Like, there's some children, too, that get, like, cussed at. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, not like the... I love the passion. It's just how far you take it, I feel like. It can be a little wishy-washy.
I just think...
Like, stealing people's cars.
Yeah, but that's every city. It's not just Philadelphia exclusively.
We don't see videos of that, though. We only see videos...
Exactly. That's why it's... I don't know. It's just a mess.
But yeah, I've been to Phillies games. I love it there. Like, if you're a fan of the team, you love it there. Mm-hmm. If you're not a fan, yeah, you hate being in that crowd.
Yeah.
Because how obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like, because I was at the Phillies Mets game. Also, there's a doofus sitting next to me. I could not stand the guy. But, I mean, like, they're saying, like, F the Mets, all that stuff. Like, you love that if you're a Phillies fan. But if you're a Mets fan, you're like, dude, shut up. And the Phillies are losing that game. But I think it's just the multitude.
I just think it's childish how people. I think it's childish how people act towards the Philly fan base. I think it's if you're gonna hate a team because of their fan base, that's just childish.
Yeah, I don't
because
hate, I
every,
don't...
in my opinion, now, like I haven't been to any other football game besides Eagles, but just from like. Common sense, I feel like it's not just Philly who's like this. I feel if you were to
every place is like this, it's just amplified by the media and the
I don't know,
and just especially the internet too. Like you don't like from some fan bases, like fights happen, people get cussed at. But I think with Philly, if one person does something wrong,
it's a fan, big problem.
Yeah,
like it's just.
It's like when Bryce Harper or AJ Brown or CJ not AJ CJ Yaron Johnson, when he got his car, did he get his car stolen?
Yeah,
Philly fans.
Yeah,
but when other fans do that, they don't say Bills fan. They say Dolphin. They say some wacko stole this guy's car.
I don't know. I just think it's childish if you just think. I feel like the people that say they don't like Philly's fan, like they hate Philly's fan base, they just haven't been to a football game.
Yeah, I haven't been to an Eagles football game in a long time, but like just watching TV, it's an electric atmosphere.
Yeah, I've heard Chiefs fans are bad.
Every fan base has bad.
Exactly,
fans.
Like they're just passionate.
Some may be passionate. Like, some are wackos.
Yeah,
but
like it's just I don't know.
Prediction for the first game. In the series. How you feel? We live for a Strider.
I'm going to predict the game MVP, and I'm going to say it's going to be. It's going to be Nick.
Nicky C.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be Castellanos. I think he's going to.
Nicky Cutlets.
Yeah, I think he's going to take Strider deep. I do.
My MVP. So who's going to be like? Who do you think it's going to be? What? Kyle, Trey, Bryce. Who's the fourth spot? Nick? Would Nick play? Nick bat for?
JT maybe.
Oh yeah, JT will be Nick. JT probably.
We don't really know.
I think Bum's gonna bat four.
I wish they would lead Stott off, to be honest, and then kind of.
He was great last year when he used to lead it off too.
I just don't like Schwarber in the leadoff, but Schwarber likes it there. So
I predict a Schwarber homer, and Bryson Stott to be the MVP of the game.
I also predict a Schwarber homer, but
Bryson
I also
Stott, three for three, two RBIs, a double. I think Wheeler goes.
I'm gonna say six. Yeah.
Six. I think he gives up two to three runs. Maybe.
I'm gonna say Wheeler goes six, gives up four, and has.
I think
seven
Strider,
strikeouts.
I think Strider gives up probably the same amount, but I think the bullpen depends on the bullpen, and I'm excited to see who the closer is for the Phillies. I think it's gonna be Alvarado.
Yeah.
But.
Sir Anthony, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe you got a little Jeff Hoffman in there.
Yeah.
I love Jeff Hoffman.
Did you see MLB.com ranked?
Yes.
Phillies
oh
bullpen as number one.
I kept seeing tweets of like, you die young.
Like, people actually make me mad because people on Instagram and stuff are like, Philly fans just underrate their bullpen. They don't know what they're talking
about.
Their
bullpen sucks.
And they don't know who they have. I just don't think they've been watching Phillies.
Look at Alvarado from last year to 2 years ago.
Like,
completely different player.
Yeah.
Look at, like, Serenthi had a down year. Like Hector Neris was the only bright spot.
Yeah.
You look at that bullpen in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
It was a complete mess.
Yeah.
Matt Moore was great last year. Matt Moore in the Phillies was awful. Chase Anderson, awful. They had no pitching except for Hector Neris and sometimes Jose.
And Vince Velasquez.
I think he was off the team at that time. I mean, it was brutal. But yeah, I saw one tweet. It was like, you die young to see yourself a hero, but you live long enough to see the Phillies have the best bullpen.
I don't think it's the best, but...
I think with Kirkren, if he hits...
I hope so.
Then if he hits...
Big Orion.
Yeah, Alvarado, Hoffman, if Soto bounces back, Sir Anthony needs a bounce back.
I don't know if Soto can.
I think he can. He's proven that he can be a reliable... Like, reliable option.
He proved that he can be an all-star.
Back-to-back.
But
it's be just... what? Sir Anthony and Soto, I'm keying on this year, because...
If Sir Anthony has another down year, it's going to be bad. It's not.
Yeah,
because
he was disappointing last year, because coming off the World Series run, he was great like 2 years ago.
He, like... Him and Alvarado were, like, the carry of the bullpen, and that needs...
Who else was on that bullpen? Bilotti.
Was Evan Phillips on the Phillies though?
I don't think he's no.
He was on the Phillies though, right?
So who's on that bullpen though? It was Bilotti 2 years ago. The World Series Bilotti. Remember Jose Familia? Familia, remember that guy? Mets former
Jerry's Familia?
Yeah, Jerry's Familia.
Yeah.
He was awful.
He was bad. There's been a lot of history
with
that Phillies bullpen.
But yeah, man. It's great.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
I'm excited who the closer is gonna be.
We won't be back though for a while. We have a big break coming up, but it was good
Do you predict the Phillies have a closer like they have a locked in closer or closer by committee this year?
That's a good question. I think they're gonna lock in a closer. I don't think
you think it's gonna be Alvarado?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Alvarado. All
right.
Sir Anthony could, but yeah.
You excited about the season, Dr. Schultz?
Let's do it.
But, yeah, we got a long break, so we'll be back next time.
Yep.